Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 23, 1806. Out of salt. Over January 21 and 22, the men brought in three elk they had killed earlier. The meat was poor, according to the captains. The party at the main camp is out of salt, and so a couple of men are sent out to retrieve some from the salt makers on the coast. Yes, the salt makers are still at it. Captain Clark writes a duplicate of Lewis's journal entry, as has been the custom for some time now.
This morning dispatched Howard and Warner to the camp of the salt makers for a supply of salt. The men of the garrison are still busily employed in dressing elk skins for clothing. They find great difficulty for the want of brains. We have no soap to supply the deficiency, nor can we procure any ashes to make the lye. None of the pine which we use for fuel afford any ashes. Extraordinary as it may seem, the green wood is consumed without leaving the residue of a particle of ashes. Captain William Clark, January 23, 1806.
Animal brains were employed in tanning leather. It is to this that Clark refers rather than to any lack of intelligence on the part of the men. Clark went on to write about the root of the giant horsetail plant, which was eaten by the Indians and had a sweet flavor on being roasted. This plant was apparently plentiful near the camp. He also described the Indians' method of digging these roots. They used a tool fashioned from a strong stick 3.5 feet long and sharpened at the lower end. The upper end was then inserted into a part of an elk's horn which served as a handle. The lower end was slightly curved and served as a pry. A picture of this tool was drawn in the journal entry. Tomorrow, hunters in with game.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.